This chazar is echnet shabach ches l'shag, v'vam Yehudim sechaz kedushin daf samach hei. Zok the Mishnah, if a man tells a woman, I gave you kedushin, and she says, you never gave me this kedushin, he becomes also to marry her relatives, and she remains mutter to marry his relatives. If she tells him, you gave me kedushin, and he tells her, I never gave you kedushin, so she becomes also to marry his relatives, he remains mutter to marry her relatives. If he tells her, I gave you kedushin, and she says, you gave kedushin to my daughter, not me, he becomes also in the mother's relatives, and she remains mutter in his relatives, he remains mutter to the relatives of the daughter, and the daughter remains mutter to his relatives. Finally, Zok the Mishnah, if he says, I gave kedushin to your daughter, the mother says, no, you gave kedushin to me, not my daughter. So he becomes also to marry the relatives of the daughter. The daughter remains mutter to marry his relatives. He remains mutter to marry the relatives of the mother, but the mother becomes also to marry his relatives. Zok the Mishnah said, Ha'oimer le'isha kidash tich v'chulu. All the different cases are necessary, because if we'd only say the case where the man makes the claim, we would say in that case we don't believe him, because a man doesn't care if he becomes also to the woman's relatives, and therefore maybe he's lying. However, when the woman makes the claim, since she would not want to make herself also to his relatives, maybe we have to be more concerned that she's saying the truth. The Mishnah therefore teaches that even in that case, it's only she who becomes also, and we don't believe her statement beyond that. Mishnah then said, Kidash tich v'hi oimeres. What does that case teach? So we would think that a father is believed deraisa to say that his daughter was married. So maybe a mother is believed, at least derabbanan, to say so. The Mishnah therefore teaches she's not believed to say this even derabbanan. The Mishnah then says, Kidashti es biteich. Why is this case needed? Mar says, since the Tanakh taught the previous case, he taught this version as well. Zakhmar, we learned that Rav says we force the man to give a get, and Shmuel says we ask him to give a get. Well, on what case is this machalik is said? It can't be the first case, because she denies ever getting married in that case, and therefore there's no get that's needed at all. If it's the second case of the Mishnah, since the man denies getting married, we can ask him to give a get, but how can we force him to give a get and thereby make himself also to her relatives? Rather, Zakhmar, we must say that Rav and Shmuel are not arguing. Their statements were said in conjunction with one another. Shmuel says we ask him to give a get, and Rav then adds, if the man then gives a get without even being asked to do so, we force him to pay her ksuba. Zokting Rabbi Yehuda says, if one gives kedushin in front of only one witness, we are not at all concerned that a kedushin has taken place. They asked Rabbi Yehuda, what if the man and the woman admit that the kedushin was given, that the single witness says is talking about? Would that therefore say that the single witness is telling the truth? Would it be a valid kedushin? So sometimes Rabbi Yehuda answered that it would be valid. Other times he said it would not be valid. The matter was not very clear to him. Zakhmar, we learned that Rav Nachman name of Shmuel said, if one gives kedushin in front of a single witness and the man and the woman admit to the kedushin is still not valid. Rav asked Rav Nachman, in the first case of our Mishnah, what are the circumstances? If there were two witnesses, why would she be mutter to his relatives? If there are no witnesses, why would he be also to her relatives? It must be that there's only one witness, and since the man admits to the kedushin, he becomes also to her relatives. Mar says, no. The case is that the man says he gave kedushin in front of two witnesses who have since traveled away and therefore cannot be found. Zakhmar, our Mishnah says, if a man divorces his wife and he then spends the night with her in a hotel, Beishamay say that she does not need a second get, and Basil will say that another get is required. What's the case? If there are witnesses to a new kedushin, so what would be the reason of Beis Shammai that you don't require a get? If there are no witnesses, what would be the reason of Basil that you do need a get? We have to say rather that there's a single witness, and the man, the woman that admitted to the kedushin, and we see that it's a valid kedushin. And for the Gemara, no. The Mishnah then says that if the divorce was from the Eris and not the Nesun, everyone would agree that the second get would not be needed, because we're not concerned that a new kedushin took place from a bia that they had, because they're not comfortable with each other. Now, if one witness is believed, why should it make a difference that the divorce was from the Eris? Rather, the case is that there are witnesses to their seclusion, but no witnesses to an actual bia. Beis Hillel say that hei nei nei de yichud, hei nei nei de bia. Beis Shammai say we don't say that, but Beis Hillel also hold that if the divorce is from Eris, since they're not comfortable with each other, in that case, we will not say hei nei nei de yichud, hei nei nei de bia. The Gemara lists on Maraim, who say in the name of Rav, and possibly in the name of a Rebbe, that if one gives kedushin in front of a single witness, and the man and woman admit to the kedushin is still not valid. Rav Achdavoy Bar Ami asked, the Braisa says, if two men came from overseas with a woman and a package, and each man claims that the woman is his wife, the other man is his slave, and the package belongs to him. But the woman claims both men are her slaves, and the package belongs to her. So Zuck the Braisa, she needs a get from each man, and she collects her ksuba from the value in the package. Now, if each man has two witnesses, how can the woman claim that the men are her servants? Rather, it must be talking about where there was a single witness, and we see that the woman needs a get, which shows that the kedushin is valid. And for the Gemara, if each man had a single witness for his claim, the witness would actually not be believed, because a single witness that is contradicted is not believed. Rather, we have to say that she does not need any get to allow her to marry another man. The Mishnah is teaching that if she wants to collect a ksuba from these men, she needs a get from each of them, and she can then collect a ksuba from the package, because she has a ksuba claim against each of them, and therefore, Maman of Shach, she can certainly take from the package for that claim. And the Mishnah follows Rav Meir, who says that even Dvarim Shematalt, the movable items, are encumbered to a ksuba liability as well. How do we paskin on this issue? Rav Kahana says a kedushin is not valid. Rav Papa says it is valid. Rav Ashi, yes, Rav Kahana, you hold the way you do because you hold that we learn gzeira shava from monetary obligations on the word dover, that two witnesses are needed. If so, just like by monetary cases, if a person admits to something, he becomes obligated to it, even if there are no witnesses. The same should be regarding kedushin. So he answered, in monetary cases, he becomes liable to pay and does not negatively affect anybody else. In the case of kedushin, his admission does affect negatively on other people who become usher as an erva to marry this person now. Therefore, we cannot accept his admission. Mar says that Mar Zutra and Rav Ada Saba were both sons of Rav Mori Bar Isser. When they divided their father's estates, they did so without witnesses being present. They then asked Rav Ashi, are witnesses required just so that people not renege on a deal? And since we will not renege, we don't need witnesses. Or is the transaction not considered valid at all unless there are witnesses? Rav Ashi answered, witnesses were created only to combat liars, and therefore you don't need it to make the transaction valid for any other reason.